Penguin Audio presents The High King's Tomb by Kristen Britton, read by Ellen Archer. Crown of Flame. In the autumn season, hawks, falcons, and eagles followed an ancient path through the sky on their journey south for the winter. The same path their ancestors had flown since the first took wing in ages, long dark to memory. Their route swept down from the northlands, along the great frothing river that flowed from the glaciers to the sea, and over a cluster of small mountains. These were the Telegmar Hills of Merwell Province, located on the western border of Sacaridia. Perhaps the raptors were relieved when they saw the hills bulging on the horizon, for they were landmarks that helped guide the way, and the rising north wind gave loft to wings that had many hundreds of miles yet to fly, easing the toil of their journey. They hovered on updrafts over the rounded, weathered summits, resting on air currents and keeping an eye out for prey. Maybe a stray songbird intent on its own imperative to migrate, or an unwary rodent. This year, the raptors, with their sharp vision, spotted something new and curious among the mountains. Humans. Numerous humans had taken up residence on one of the summits. There were clusters of tents and other structures among the trees and rocks, wood smoke wafting in the air, voices carried by the wind, and metal glinting in the morning sun. The raptors sensed a strange power down there, something their small bird minds could not grasp, but definitely something that ruffled their feathers.